Loco Sports fans. Welcome to another edition of the Loco Sports Lowdown podcast. I'm Justin Jarrett, joined as always by Wes Kerr, and it's fall in the low country. So, you know, we're talking a little high school football. We've got our Skeeza week 10 preview episode coming out today. Week 10, Wes, man, I can't believe we have gotten here so fast. Seems like just a few weeks ago, we were wondering if there would be a season at all, and we're powering into week 10 in Skeeza. Also had an episode out with week 6 South Carolina High School League preview, so you can check that one out as well if you're interested in the public schools. But let's talk Skeeza today. We've got Thomas Hayward at Greenwood Christian in what should be a lopsided battle. Buford Academy at John Paul II with the Golden Warriors fighting for their playoff lives. And Hilton Head Prep at Hilton Head Christian Academy in a big cross-island showdown rivalry game. So a pretty fun slate. Just three games, but pretty action-packed, Wes. We'll start with the one that's a little less intriguing, and that's Thomas Hayward, which is 8-1 and has won 8 in a row, going to 2-6 Greenwood Christian, and has been the case with a few games this year. We don't have a whole lot to say about what the outcome is going to be of that one. I think it should be pretty lopsided in Thomas Hayward's favor, especially the way they've played these past couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know, the Rebels, they've just been a powerhouse this year, and I think they should finish the regular season with another win, their 9th in a row against a struggling Greenwood Christian team. So, I mean, this offense is stacked seemingly everywhere. Just pick your poison, as you said, between Peyton Bennett throwing it, J.R. Patterson on the ground coming off a monster 200-yard game, and then Bruza Pouche doing it all. Brandon Howard's been an important weapon as well. We knew he would be a big impact player on defense, but he's been a fantastic receiver as well, hauling in several scores throughout this 2020 campaign. And an outstanding athlete. He'll go to work on both sides of the field. Just nearly impossible to shut down everyone. It's going to be a long night for that Greenwood Hawk defense. Ethan Connor and Andrew Price, they're solid linebackers. They could give some trouble to Pouche or Patterson on the ground, but it's going to take an unbelievable effort to shut down everybody on that Rebel offensive side. And Greenwood, they've liked to run the football in the recent past. I think Hayward's going to be prepared, though. I think that defensive line is going to be able to stop Cale Mack and that rushing offense. And they didn't let Tommy Stauffer and Carson King do much in that game against Prep this year, Hilton at Prep. We've talked about Mike Heath and the job he's done building the defense. It's just taking down the toughest offenses in the league. Just shut down a Bethesda team. I know they didn't have Antoine McKay, but they still had some fantastic running backs on that squad. So such an impressive performance once again by that Thomas Hayward defense. And Greenwood's, they're pretty one-dimensional. They shouldn't pose much of a threat to Hayward. I don't think Peyton Moore will be beating the Rebels through the air. I think this one should be another marvelous performance by that Hayward D, and shouldn't be that hard compared to the challenges that they've had to face recently. So it's a tune-up game after a couple really tough ones to just get ready for the playoffs, maybe getting some time for some starters to get some rest if it gets to hand, and just save your big guys for the playoff games in the coming weeks. So I don't think this one should be any trouble for Hayward, who's just been, once again, a tear this season, looking for that three-peat.
Yeah, Greenwood Christian came out pretty strong early, won their first two games, and it's been all downhill after that. And, you know, they only had 21 guys listed on the roster to start the season, so I would imagine through some attrition they probably have fewer than that. And you just can't compete against good teams or really against anybody with those kinds of numbers. So, you know, they lost to Colleton Prep last week. That's a team that Thomas Hayward beat 61-0 a couple weeks ago. So this one should be, you know, big lead at half. Everybody out of the game, running clock second half, and early recap on Loco Sports this week. Shouldn't be a whole lot to talk about there. Rebels should roll to win number 9 in a row and be cruising into the playoffs as they look for a third straight Skeeza 1A title. Well, we got playoffs on the line in another game, a Loco on Loco, one of two in the Skeeza slate this week. Buford Academy 5-4 at John Paul II 2-6, and Buford Academy is able to cement the number 3 seed with a win. But if JP2 wins, then it creates, and Hilton Head Prep loses to Hilton Head Christian, then we would create a 3-way tie. You get into a tiebreaker situation using point differential capped at 15 per game. Gets a little complicated. We won't bust out the abacus or build a spreadsheet for you or anything. We'll figure it out after the fact, and we'll know when everybody else knows. But there is a way in for John Paul II. That's the point. If they win and then the numbers work out in their favor, I think they would need to win by more than 7, if I'm not mistaken. I think BA is solidified in regardless, but could slide to the four seed if the right thing happened with the tiebreaker. But again, we'll worry about all that later. The main thing is BA is in if they win. JP2 has to win to have a chance to get in. And that makes this an interesting game because, you know, BA doesn't really have much to play for here. Three seed versus four seed matters, but, you know, they're not going to push anybody who's maybe nursing an injury or anything like that in a game they don't absolutely have to win. Whereas John Paul II's got to go all out. So I think that makes it an interesting matchup. JP2 didn't perform quite as well as we maybe expected or thought they would against Hilton Head Prep last week. But they've shown enough that you feel like this could be a competitive game, even though I'd give BA the edge. But what do you think, West? Does the playoff dynamic make this a little bit closer than it might otherwise be?
That's a good point, because I think JP2, I mean, they have everything to play for in this game. BA pretty much locked into the playoffs. It's a huge opportunity for the Golden Warriors, who maybe thought they were out after losing the Prep, but they actually still have a shot. If they can take down Buford Academy, so and force that three-way tie, which will make things really interesting. But it's going to be a great game, a big test for Jeremiah Young, as he's going to have to play up to the level that we know we can. And that triple option offense, they could make it work very consistently against Hilton Head Prep's defense. I mean, yeah, got to give a lot of credit to Dave Adams' side for performing very well against a tough attack to defend against, but. It's only going to get tougher. I mean, against the BA squad, who's itching to bounce back after a tough defensive showing against Hilton Head Christian Academy. I would like to see Jeremiah Young take some more shots down the field when they get the opportunity, because my goodness, that arm was impressive last week against Hilton Head Prep. And they have some speedy weapons in Mark Knight and Jackson Ogden that they better use a lot more, because I think they Ogden really was a game changer against Hilton Head Prep. He burned that secondary, and he's a speedy runner too. And he's been getting some carries on the ground. I hope he gets some more touches in this one. And it seems like they'll be those both Mark Knight and Jackson Ogden should be important pieces going forward in this offense. And so Ogden, he's been a big star recently. I think he really needs to be a focal point in the years to come. You'd like to see a more crisp JP2 offense after some struggles with consistency, had a chance to take the lead late after Hilton Head Prep scored, but it was just a disaster, and they couldn't get anything going. Tried some trick plays, and it just did not work. And now it's back to drawing board. You got to come up with a solid offensive attack against a BA team that's, quite frankly, a better defense than Hilton Head Prep has been. So it's going to be a difficult test, and Jeremiah Young is going to have to perform with the rest of that offense. The blocking is going to have to be solid, and they're going to have to put up a better performance than they did last week, because it didn't look very solid possession to possession. They were able to take the lead late before the defense letting a late score by Hilton Head Prep, but he just had a little more higher expectations for JP2 just getting more points on the board. So for BA, Ben Lupkin, Brendan Deneen, they've been the monsters on defense this year. I think they have to be disciplined against what JP2 likes to do, and maybe take some notes on how the Dolphins were able to lock them down. I mean, they kept their eyes on Young, didn't let him run much at all, and execute the tackling. Can BA do the same? I certainly think they can. It's going to take a very solid effort by all unit, because I think if you're not careful, I think JP2 can be very explosive. And as I said earlier, Jackson Ogden, he deserves a lot more work in this offense, because he's been outstanding, getting open, catching the football. And don't forget Malone Kennard-Huesinger, who's been a beast in the end zone this year, near the end zone, and someone you always have to look out for. And that's another guy who I'd like to see them use more often. They have the talent, they have the weapons, it just didn't come together against Hilton Head Prep. I really think if they can execute and come up with some solid play calling, and I know Chris Myers, he wishes that that offensive tack just could have been a little better against Hilton Head Prep, and I'm sure he's been looking at the film and how things are going, and he's going to make some adjustments going into this do or die game against BA. So Buford Academy's ground game, on that side of the field, they've been unreal. Deshaun Lawson averaging over 100 yards per carry. Now, he's been an absolute star of the season. You know, the offensive line doing a fantastic job. Scoring 34 on Hilton Head Christian Academy is not an easy task. I mean, this offense has gotten better as the season's wore on, and Deneen can throw it, hit some big plays through the air. That's going to be hard for that defense to contain. JP2, they couldn't stop Prep's run game. I mean, you got Hayden Jennings, Austin McIntosh, you got some nice defensive linemen, but Carson King and Tommy Stauffer were beaten them for several plays in that game against Prep, and so they weren't able to stop the big runs, and Carson King, a couple of rushing touchdowns, which was the straw on the camel's back in that one. So if the Eagles can if BA can hold down the line of scrimmage and neutralize Hake Jennings exactly how Prep was able to do, that run game and attack as a whole should thrive, and BA's got to, their rushing attack is as good or even better than Prep's. So JPG, just they have the talent. They have several impact guys that I think can perform well. They just got to really bring it and perform up to their potential, because it just didn't come together against Hilton at Prep. And I know they can play a better game, and I know they want to. So BA, they're looking like the better team here. But JP2, you know, they are playing at home. And expect them to come out with some energy early. And as you said, they have the team with more to prove. They're the ones who have are playing with more desperation, because you think we think BA is going to be in JP2. For any chance to get in and continue their season, they're going to have to beat PFF Academy. So when you look at the team with more desperation, the team with more to prove, the team that's hungrier, you can definitely make a case that JP2 has that that kind of advantage that sometimes that effort pushes you over the top. And BA, they got some great talent too. They're going to play hard, but I just think JP2, they're going to want it a lot more in this contest. And sometimes a team that wants it more is a team that gets hot earlier, and sometimes the momentum just goes from there. So, I mean, Jeremiah Young, he's going to have to play a fantastic game to come away with the win, because I don't see JP2's defense consistently stopping that BA rushing attack. So, I think the Eagles, in terms of more talented team, I think BA is the team that should be favored in this one. JP2 is going to play all out. It's going to be a fun contest. I'm still going to go with the Buford Academy Eagles to take care of this one and officially solidify their playoff spot. But it really is anyone's game.
Yeah, and one thing to note about the motivation factor is, BA does have its own intrinsic motivation too, of, you know, trying to bounce back after two tough losses. A couple weeks ago, they were thinking possible region championship, and now they're staring the 3 seed in the face. So, you know, they want to get back on track, get in the W column going into the playoffs and be the 3 seed, be able to go on the road and knock somebody off and then get another shot at Hilton Head Christian Academy. So plenty of motivation there. So I don't think that's really going to be enough of a factor to change the outcome necessarily, but JP2 will definitely be playing with some desperation. You know, anything they've been holding back from the playbook, they can make sure and break it out this week. So I think we'll see some points. I don't think JP2 can put up enough points to keep pace with BA, especially the way they run the ball and grind the clock. You know, if you fall behind, it's just going to be tough to catch up. And they experienced the same thing against Hilton Head Christian last week, a couple mistakes, and all of a sudden you just can't keep up. So I think it may be a role reversal here for BA, where they're in that catbird seat, so to speak, where Christian Academy was last week and able to just hold them at bay. But so by my math, it's JP2 needs to win by more than 8 to be the 4 seed, knock Hilton Head Prep out. Win by 15, they would be the 3 seed, because then they would be tied with BA on points and would have the head-to-head, so they'd get the 3 seed. Hilton Head Prep will be watching that game too, or the scores, because they need it to be, at least if JP2 wins, they need it to be 7 points or fewer so they can get into the playoffs. So it's going to be fun to have both those games going on at the same time, probably have texts flying both ways, trying to figure out what's going on. Hopefully they're both competitive, so it keeps the drama going throughout the night, because that's what you want this time of year, is just everything to matter and to be exciting and coming down to the wire. Should be fun. So our last game, of course, Hilton Head Prep. They're 3-4-1, but have won 2 in a row in impressive fashion to get back into position to make the playoffs. And now they go to Hilton Head Christian Academy, which is 8-0. And after a couple of tough battles, you know, here in the mid part of the season, they are clicking on all cylinders again. Maybe a few questions about the defense after giving up 34 to Buford Academy, but that's a really quality offense that can really run the ball well and has improved passing the ball as well. So, I think Hilton Head Christian Academy still got the pretty clear advantage here. You know, they've got a lot more depth. They don't have the key guys going two ways the whole game like Hilton Head Prep does with Stauffer and Carson King. But man, we've kind of slept on the Dolphins here late in the season after that tough run, and they played some great football last week for US and knocked off JP2. So, you know, they're going to come out firing. They're going to give it everything they've got, but I just don't think it's enough firepower to take down a really strong Hilton Head Christian team.
Yep, I think Hilton Head Christian is just the more talented squad, but you can throw out the records. It's a rivalry game. It should be a battle. You certainly can't entirely count the Dolphins out in this one, but it's going to take a ton from Hilton Head Prep to knock off HHGA, and you know, I think the Eagles, I think the key is they're going to dominate through the air. I mean, we saw how Prep was burned for some touchdowns in the secondary in that ball game against JP2. Should see some big numbers and some explosive producing to Blackshear throws and vice versa. The secondary is just going to be outmatched, and those quarterbacks have no reason not to attack deep down the field and find some easy touchdowns that way. And so maybe mix it up with a short dump pass to Cameron Strickland or Jaden Boyd, or even just run the ball with the option with Peduzzi or Blackshear. And I just don't see a way that Prep can keep that offense at bay all game long with how Hilton Head Christian Academy's offense is designed. So advantage there to HHCA. But if Prep can pressure the two quarterbacks like they did to Jeremiah Young and maybe force some back throws or even a fumble or two or make a big forced turnover, maybe they can turn some momentum over their favor. But can that defensive line compete against this unbeaten Eagle O-line? I mean, I got to say, I was really impressed with the play of Carson King, Ezra and Lonsell Daly, all those guys on the defensive side for Hilton Head Prep. But it's going to take a ton to feed a Hilton Head Christian Academy squad that's so solid on offense. And will be a very tough task, but we'll see what happens. I'm certainly not going to count them out. Dave Adams group, they really impressed against JP2, and but HHGA just has so many more add dimensions and skill players on offense. It's just a whole nother challenge. But Harrison Green, he's going to have to be at his very best for Hilton Head Prep. Can he make good decisions with the ball? Can he pick up some yards on the ground? I mean, you can't afford a single mistake against, you know, a defense that's going to pounce on poorly executed plays. We saw that in the JP2 Christian County game, just a single mistake. They were driving down the field and one little miscue really destroyed JP2's chance to be in the at Eagle Field. That same applies to Prep. You have to play a near-perfect game on offense if you're the Dolphins, because Hilton Head Christian's going to be putting some points on the Prep defense. You're going to have to play a perfect game on offense. You're going to have to score a ton to keep up, and you have to finish drives, which they did an awesome job with last week against the Golden Warriors. But like I said, Christian Academy, just a whole nother test on both offensive and the defensive side. So if they can mix up Tommy Stopper and Carson King, maybe have some trick plays that, like, sometimes in rivalry games, you see some of those trickeration, some plays, maybe have Stopper throw a pass or two. That speed at Stopper to the outside, that's tough to stop. They got back to the basics, as Coach Dave Adams said after the game. Didn't want to get too fancy. They wanted to stick with some of the basics that really got them success many times in that JP2 game. But in a contest like this, where you're the underdog, you want to establish your identity early, but you're going to want to go away from it too. I think you expect to see some different plays and some high risk plays that I think in a game where you have nothing to lose. So maybe a few King stop runs, maybe a play action fake down the field, have Harrison Green throw it, or even some design runs for Green. So we'll see what Dave Adams has up his sleeve. I think this is the kind of game where maybe you try those kind of things. And HHGA's offense, I think they should have their way all night. I think Ron Peduzzi's defense, they're going to have to be ready for what the Dolphins will present, because they're definitely hot after coming from behind and winning a thrill over JP2. Carson King was outstanding. So was Tommy Stopper, 100-yard rushers. And so that running game was fantastic. But Hilton Head Christian Academy's defense, I mean, you got Kent Camp over there at defensive line. You got Jackson Lanier. You got some others who have really stepped up, some young guys who have been major parts of that Junkyard Dog defense. Troy Chisholm has been fantastic as well. So it's going to take some flawless execution by Prep, and maybe some mistakes and poor play on the other end, which we've seen from Christian Academy at times. They haven't started games well. They've done it at home, but on the road, it's been sometimes iffy, but they did do a decent job against BA, although BA kept it close too. So it's going to be important for both teams to get off to a fast start. I mean, if Prep can put some points off earlier, come up with a game-changing turnover, that tells a message that the Dolphins are here to play. And if you just keep them in the game, as we said for Buford Academy, if they just hang around, in the second half and in the fourth quarter, it's going to be a lot. It's going to take a lot from Prep, but it's a rivalry game. We'll see what happens. Prep's done HHGA before. So if you give just one break to the Eagles, though, I mean, they can just roll right past you. So Prep, they're going to be badly in this contest, certainly play more loosely and with more confidence. But I think the talent advantage and depth is overwhelmingly favor HHGA. take care of their rivals and finish the regular season unbeaten. And if Prep, if they have a tough start and get behind, they're going to be doing a lot of scoreboard watching, hoping the results go in their favor so they can get into the playoffs.
Yeah, definitely a lot of storylines to keep an eye on. I do think that, you know, Prep will come out swinging and you know, maybe keep it close early. But Hilton and Christian, you know, to borrow Carlo's phrase again, they're on another level. And getting Jaden Boyd back makes a difference, too. You know, that adds an element of that speed option that they can run with either quarterback with him back there. He's just kind of eased his way back on offense. So that could be a factor. I just think they have too many weapons. Same thing we talk about with Thomas Hayward. It's just so hard to pick what you're going to stop because they just have too many ways to hurt you. And, you know, the only game they scored fewer than 34 points was Bethesda, which they scored 27. And I don't think Boyd played on offense and Peduzzi played two plays. So when they're at full strength, they're almost unstoppable on offense. And I just can't see – I could see Hilton and Prep doing some damage on offense, but I can't see them scoring 35 or more points on this defense. So I think it's a big uphill climb. They'll have to pull out all the stops, you know, pull off some trick plays and make every play, not make any mistakes to be able to pull it off. And that's a lot to ask for a high school football team of any caliber, but certainly one that's – you know, at the bottom of the fourth in the playoff pecking order in their region. That's a tough ask. So I think it'll be Hilton Head Christian Academy finishing off the undefeated regular season and going into the playoffs unbeaten. But as you say, it's a rivalry game. You never know. We've seen stranger things happen for sure. And we might see them on Friday night. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Loco Sports Lowdown podcast. We have 5 episodes a week, including one that just came out same time as this one with the South Carolina High School League Week 6 preview. So you can check that one out. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and you'll get a notification every time we drop a new episode. Thanks for joining us for this one. And until next time, go Loco.